Icicle Seafoods has a new owner. Canadian-based Cook Seafood announced it had signed a definitive agreement to buy Icicle's whole operation. Cook is a 30-year-old farmed salmon company from Canada's East Coast and knows there will be much to learn about the wild Alaska fisheries it just bought into. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more.
Icicle Seafood started small in Petersburg and grew into one of the largest seafood companies in North America. In 2007, private equity firm Payne & Partners acquired Icicle and began looking to sell it whole or in pieces a little over a year ago. Outlets like Undercurrent News and IntraFish aggressively covered the pending sale, tracking as other U.S. companies like Trident, Copper River, and Silver Bay, several foreign seafood giants, and even some of Alaska's CDQs expressed interest. Last June, Icicle inked a deal with wealthy Indonesian investors, but that fell through by September. Enter Cook Aquaculture, which hails from the small coastal town of Black's Harbor in New Brunswick on Canada's east coast. Nell Hulse is a spokesperson for the company.
Cook is owned by Glenn Cook. He's the CEO, and his father and his brother started the company 30 years ago, primarily farming salmon. But in recent years, they have broadened out to a broader seafood agenda.
Like Cook's purchase last year of the Wan Cheese Fish Company in North Carolina, Icicle Seafoods has three main components: a major farm salmon operation in Washington State, its wild salmon arm in Alaska, and everything else it buys or has quota for in Alaska, like pollock, crab, halibut, black cod, and even togiak herring. Hulse admits the wild stocks with their volatile markets weren't the immediate draw for Cook.
To be honest, the first interest point would have been the farm salmon operations in the state of Washington. That's what drew them to the opportunity. But the more I think that they ventured into understanding the full scope of the company and its three different business units, I think there was a real excitement and interest in acquiring the whole operation.
The purchase price between the private parties was not disclosed. Recognizing there's much yet to learn about its new acquisition, Hull says Icicle will stay a standalone company with few initial changes.
We're maintaining the management team. The CEO will continue to head up the company, so we're very fortunate we'll be able to learn from an experienced team of people.
She says Cook Seafoods likes the potential it sees, adding Icicle's farmed and wild products into what it feels is its own already strong customer base with good marketing and good distribution. Hulse adds that the family-run company keeps more in mind than just the bottom line.
Even though we're talking about a very important fishery in Alaska, it's also about coastal and rural communities and providing economic opportunity and jobs for people there.
Hulse says that CEO Glenn Cook already toured all of Icicle's facilities in Washington and Alaska as a first step to build relationships in an endeavor he aims to be in for the long haul. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.